Today we'll do some mindful movements, so if everyone would like to stand now. Stand as you're able within your space. And of course, adjusting the movements as we go through them to what suits you and is safe for your body. Let's begin by feeling into our feet at the floor. And we'll just feel into our feet at the floor. And can you feel all the touch points there? The various touch points at the balls of the feet and the heels, and then the toes. And then let your awareness move up your legs so that you can engage a little bit of a pelvic tilt so your knees aren't tight. Little flexion behind the knees. And then feel some uplift through the torso. Perhaps give your shoulders a nice little roll in each direction. You want to ultimately end by rolling your shoulders up, back, and down, but you need to do the forward motion as well. So forward and then back, all the while keeping those knees nicely bent. Up, back, and down with the shoulders, and gently, as we've done many times before, flattening shoulder blades to the back so that now you feel an uplift through the torso and a lift in the chest region and an opening. And it tends to feel pretty good. Notice. And then just see that your head is nicely balanced on your neck, that your chin is pretty much parallel to the floor. Maybe slightly down, find what's comfortable. And your eyes are looking out and open. When we do stretching, we need to have the eyes open for safety. And then within this mountain pose, engaging some nice full breaths. And then on an inhale, let's lift our arms up to shoulder height and press our palms flat, stretching across the chest and breathing. Coming into the present moment through body moving, body stretching. And check that your knees haven't locked. Inhaling, bringing the arms up overhead. Let the palms face. Feel it as you go. And see if you can engage the stretch from the soles of your feet up through your legs, kind of pulling up the kneecaps, bringing the pelvis upwards through the torso, all the way up the arms to the fingertips, and breathing. And again, within your own limits, this can be strenuous, though simple. And then inhaling and slowly lowering the arms downwards, feeling it as we go. When you get to the bottom, be sure to give your shoulders another little roll up, back, and down so that the chest is lifted again And you have that nice, strong mountain pose. And breathing and appreciating just even that one, those two really stretches. And on an inhale, let's raise one arm up overhead, turning the palm inwards. Let the palm face inwards, and we stretch all the way up on that one side. We might bring our opposite heel upwards, dropping the opposite shoulder. There's a little bend in the knee of the side where you've raised your arm, and the eyes are open. So feeling a straight vertical stretch upwards and breathing. As the mind wanders, we notice and we bring it back. And then inhaling and slowly lowering that arm, the opposite heel, back to your mountain pose. And as you're ready, raising the opposite arm, same pose, other side, palms turned inward. If you're steady enough, the opposite heel's coming up. Making sure the knee, both knees are a bit bent. And breathing. Inhaling, slowly lowering that arm and the heel all the way down back to mountain pose, rolling those shoulders up, back and down once again, and breathing, placing your hands behind your back as you're able, clasping them together. A gentle downward pull. And now we'll gently stretch our necks. So chin now moving down towards the chest. Making those little semicircles side to side. Gradually stretching the neck. Making the ears begin to approach the shoulders. Eventually holding an ear towards the shoulder, and you might care to clasp the opposite wrist or the same side, whatever works for you, for a little bit of extra stretch. Being very careful with our necks, especially when we come out of the pose, that's when injuries happen in particular. And breathing. Slowly beginning to release that on that side. And a few more semicircles in front of the chest. Making your way for the opposite ear to its shoulder. And holding it when you feel ready. And clasping your hands for a little extra stretch. As you're able, and breathing. Releasing that slowly, carefully. A few more semicircles of the head, and eventually bringing the chin back to the center and raising your chin and head back to neutral. Roll your shoulders again up, back and down, back into mountain pose, grounding down through the feet and breathing. Inhaling, raising the arms again, up overhead, palms facing. Tucking your bottom in as you bend with the arms as parallel as they can be, and you bend to one side into kind of a C shape. And enjoy the stretch along the side. Again, careful with this pose. Simple yet strenuous. Inhaling upwards and exhaling the arms to the other side. Breathing. Inhaling upwards and then exhaling the arms all the way downwards, feeling it as you go, rolling the shoulders one last time up, back and down, and standing in this lovely mountain pose, and feel the strength, the stability of that. Sense of possible courage, open-heartedness even through the chest. And then for this last moment, let the eyes go outwards as if, like the mountain, there's a big vista before you. Even letting the eyes go a little upwards. And noticing how that feels. When we look a little upwards, it feels good. We're wired for it. And it gives us a feeling of a big view or perspective on this life. Feeling into body breathing in this pose. And listening to the bells to finish.